Chihuahua.
Disney's reimagined Lion King is now in theaters. It opened last night. For anyone who hasn't seen the 1994 animated film or the Broadway musical, The Lion King is the story of the lion cub Simba, whose uncle Scar conspires to kill Simba and his father to take over the lion pride. The new version uses a combination of live-action filmmaking techniques and computer-generated imagery to retell the story with some very convincing-looking animals. And it features a couple of very talented young actors playing the young Simba and the young Nala. You can hear them both here singing "I Just Can't Wait to Be King" with John Oliver, the voice of the bird Zazu, chiming in.
Now, when I said that,
no one saying,
stop that.
Yesterday, the young stars joined me in the studio. 12-year-old J.D. McCreary, who's the voice of Simba, welcome to you.
Hello, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. And 14-year-old Shahadi Wright-Joseph is the voice of the young Nala. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much.
You guys are great in this, and you're the star voiceover actors for the film. How much were the two of you able to work together on this, you know, in the same studio, as opposed to just voicing it in a studio?
Well, we were able to work together because we were in a black box theater. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what that is, it's a...
Tell us what it is.
It's like a little room where you kind of get to interact with your coworker, and you can feel what it's actually like to be, you know, young Nala and young Simba. And that brought our, you know, relationship to life.
Yeah, we were able to act it out and move around pretty much.
I was going to say, you can look at each other, move around, and not just have it be just voice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was really helpful.
Now, both of you are already experienced performers. In fact, Shahadi Wright-Joseph, this isn't your first time playing the young Nala. You played her on Broadway when you were only 9.
Yes.
How is it playing Nala, you know, without an audience reacting? Those must be very different experiences.
Yeah, I guess it is pretty different. But I think that JD and I kind of got the hang of it, even though this was our first time doing, you know, voice acting in a feature film. I think that we did all right with, you know, no previous experience to voice acting before. So it was great.
Well, let's hear some of your work in the film. JD, this is you as Simba and Chiwetel Ejiofor as Scar, who's trying to lure Simba into a trap.
This gorge is where all lions come to find their roar.
All lions? Even my dad?
Even Mufasa came here when he was your age. Refused to leave until his roar could be heard above the rim.
All the way up there?
That's when you know you found it.
JD, it's your birthday, I believe.
It is my birthday.
You're turning 12.
Yes, I'm 12 years old now.
Awesome. How does it feel to be in such a big Disney movie, this reboot? I mean, how are you taking it all in?
Well, it's a huge blessing just being a part of a Disney movie in general, but being a part of one of my favorites, The Lion King, at such a young age, I feel really blessed, and I feel so honored just to be a part of this whole journey.
How about your family? How are they reacting? I mean, you still, you know, get told to brush your teeth and maybe limit screen time and, you know, easy on the second piece of birthday cake or what?
I mean, well, it's pretty normal right now just because, like, I've been acting for pretty long time, so I think that we've kind of gotten used to it.
Yeah, my family, they're pretty stoked about, you know, what I've done, but I don't think that they're, like, all over me, like, oh, wow, I'm so proud of you every day. They're proud of me sometimes. They're proud of me when I do things, but it's not like they're fans, big, huge fans that want to buy all my records.
Yeah.
Hopefully I do have those, though.
They're proud of you, but they don't want you to get a big head? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I want to ask you about the song the two of you have together, I Can't Wait to Be King. Simba and Nala are both trying to escape the watchful eyes of parents and members of the royal pride. There's got to be something you guys can relate to, you know, trying to ditch adults a little bit to do what you want to do. JD?
Well, I don't really want to ditch adults. I love my parents. I've always been a pretty obedient kid, if I say so myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound braggy or cocky or anything, but I've been pretty obedient.
I think that, you know, if my parents are with me, it's only because, you know, they're just trying to keep me safe.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't try to, like, run off or anything to, you know, have fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't deliberately disobey my father or my dad. I mean, or my mom.
Good job with the English.
Yeah, thanks. I wouldn't disobey them on purpose.
JD, you weren't born when the 1994 film The Lion King came out. I mean, did you pull it up and watch it, or did you try to avoid it to come in, you know, sort of fresh?
No, I didn't do that because I wanted to feel prepared for it. I wanted to practice just to make sure that I know the character, that I know who Simba is, mm-hmm. His family, I know what the movie's about. I wanted to watch it just to refresh my memory.
Yeah, definitely story-wise, just to refresh your memory and to kind of get the idea of the characters and how you can change them.
Mm. Both of you have already had careers that adults might envy. I mean, Shahadi, right? Joseph, you were in one of the biggest movies of the spring, Jordan Peele's Us. Mm-hmm. What did you learn from working with Peele? He's an Oscar-winning filmmaker and huge talent.
I mean, he's such an amazing director, and he really, really knows what he wants for his film. So he's just really smart. And I think that I just learned a lot about the way that he works and the way that he, you know, kind of lets his actors do the work for him. And it's really great because we got to spend a lot of time with him and we had like a bunch of meetings with him where he would talk about all of our characters and like, you know, all of the past films that he's done. And he's such an inspiration.
Well, and your role in Us required you to play two parts, a girl on vacation with her family and her sort of an evil twin.
Yes.
How fun was it to play sort of the two sides of something?
I mean, it was a lot of fun. I've never necessarily played the quote-unquote villain before, so that was a lot of fun.
J.D. McCreary, you've also been in the film business. You were in Little, but I want to ask you about your musical career. In particular, I mean, your performance at the 2018 Grammy Awards performing the song Terrified with the artist Childish Gambino. Let's take a listen. Nice. You can still hit those notes. I love
Hopefully.
It. We should say Childish Gambino is the musical name for actor, musician, and writer Donald Glover, who plays the adult Simba in The Lion King. What was it like to perform with Childish Gambino at the Grammys? Man.
Being on a stage with such a huge star that I'm a big fan of, it feels like a huge honor just to be a part of that song, being on that stage with him, singing in front of all these amazing faces. Beyonce was there. She was listening. And my family was listening, and I just feel so blessed that I was able to do that at such a young age.
You've also released an EP called Shine back in April. Sir. I mean, do you remember when you first started getting into singing? How old were you?
I was about, like, 2 years old. My whole family sings. Mm. Well, on my dad's side. Mm-hmm. and it's kind of like a family heirloom to me. It's kind of passed down. And so I've always loved music, and I've always loved to sing and dance. And here I am. I've just done music, like, all my life.
You guys have had such success at a very young age. How do you keep grounded with all this? I mean, how do you keep not from getting, you know, a big head or get feeling like, whoa, I'm floating above the stars?
Well, I guess that it's really just the way that I've been raised and the way that I've been, you know, growing up, you know, with my parents and just my whole family. But there isn't like any like trick to stay grounded. I feel like you kind of just have to be humble or you're not, you know?
Be humble or be annoying.
Yeah.
Right. What about you, Jay?
I guess how I stay humble, if you think that I stay humble, I pray about it a lot. I pray to my Lord. He helps me out a lot with that type of stuff to stay grounded. Also, my family helps me. They support me with some stuff. And no, they don't support me with some they support me with all of my things. And they just they just show me how to stay humble. It's, as she said, there's no real trick to it. Mm. If it's there, it's there.
Right. Shahadi, right, Joseph, I want to talk about your musical career as well. I mean, you've just premiered the song, The Skin I'm In. Let's hear some of that.
No glass, no ceiling. I'm in. But at times it can get so hard. I'm in. But I'm bigger than my scars.
Shahadi, what do you want to say to kids with that song?
Well, I think that it's mostly just about, you know, loving yourself just the way that you are and not changing yourself for anybody or anything. You know, because I bet that a lot of kids these days have trouble with, you know, their confidence. And it's mostly just about, you know, self-love.
Mm. I saw the film last night. I loved it. I thought it was a lot of fun. Can't wait to see it with my 9-year-old. But some of the critics have been kind of harsh. I mean, some of the early reviews say, look, this just doesn't have the heart of the original animated film. I mean, bad reviews can be part of life of a performer. I mean, is that something you've thought about, these reviews? And if so, how do you handle it?
Well,
JD.
I've actually never heard that review. I've never heard any reviews about it. But, well, if they have any negative reviews, that's their opinion. If they don't think it was great, they don't think it was great. That's on them. It doesn't really matter to me.
Right.
Because I thought I did a good job. I thought she did a good job. Mm. And I know in my heart that I did what I was supposed to do.
Exactly.
And if anybody thinks that, you know, we didn't do that, that's just fine by me.
Mm-hmm.
The critics also panned Bohemian Rhapsody, and you know what? It was one of the best films
of last year.
It was like
the best movie I've ever seen.
Made the most money of any biopic.
Loved that movie. Yeah, it was so amazing. I didn't even know who Freddie Mercury was. Now I know everything about him.
So to heck with the critics, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely.
Well, not to heck with them. Some of them are good, but just negative reviews.
Yeah.
Shahadi Wright Joseph and J.D. McCreary are the voices of the young Nala and the young Simba in Disney's new version of The Lion King. Thanks so much to both of you for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. It's the same.